Okay, it's lovely to see everybody here this morning. I thought we might be a bit thin on the ground because of the carols this evening, but it's great that so many people have chosen to come this morning. Thank you very much. I'm going to explain to you how this service will work. The service this morning takes the shape of a nativity play in which you are all participants. Each table represents a character in the play. And you should have on your table a label that says what your table is and also a form of words. Your table leader will lead you into your form of words. They have the script and they will follow throughout. So if anything goes wrong on your table, you can blame your table leader, okay? Dan's got the script for your table, okay? Everyone else just joins in with the words on the table. Your table leader will speak the words in capital letters in the script, and then you as a group will speak the response. So please try and put some feeling into your words of surprise or sadness or happiness or sarcasm, okay, as the story unfolds. There'll be six scenes, all introduced by a narrator, and we'll sing and pray as usual in between. So please try and think about the story from the point of view of the character you represent. I was just looking at the animal table then when I said that. We just want everyone here this morning to feel immersed in the story and to enjoy it. And it was written reflecting the belief that God wants us to be active theologians, not with our head in books, but thinking, talking, and acting out our faith. We'll start with a prayer. Let's pray. Dear Lord, into the darkness of this world, shine your light, we pray. Into the fears and doubts of this community we call home, shine your light, we pray. Into the anxiety, worry, and pain that we carry, shine your light, we pray. We gather here this morning to rehearse the wonderful story of your birth and to celebrate that we have come to know you and love you, that we are secure in your grace and peace, and that you will stand by our side through thick and thin, through faith and doubt, through hope and despair. Help us to show through this collaborative act of worship our belief in the hope, joy, love and peace you grant us, and guide us in the best ways of sharing this with others. So we'll start this morning by having a good sing. We're going to sing 186 in Singing the Faith. It's Tell Out My Soul.
Proud hearts. flight, the hungry fed, the humble lifted high. Tell out my soul the glories of his word. Firm is his promise and his mercy sure. Tell out my soul the greatness of the Lord to children's children and forevermore.
Scene one, the engagement. Just over 2,000 years ago, in a place a long way from here, lived a young woman called Mary. Now, Mary was in love with Joseph, and she longed for the day that they might get engaged. One day, Joseph came by and called for her. Mary came running, and Joseph asked her to marry him, and then quickly said yes. And so Mary and Joseph were engaged.
Scene two, the Annunciation. A few months passed and Mary was blissfully happy, planning the wedding. One day she was making some new plans for the big day when suddenly an angel appeared to her. "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you," spoke the angel. Mary was afraid, but... "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. Will be born to you, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High."
Mary said, "Praise God."
"You will conceive and give birth to a son." Mary couldn't say anything at all. "You will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and so the child will be holy and be called the Son of God. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end."
Mary said, "Praise God."
"And may what you have said come to pass." The angel left, and Mary went to find Joseph. "Joseph, I saw an angel," she said. "I am pregnant with God's son, and we are to call him Jesus." Joseph walked away with a heavy heart. He loved Mary, but this was too much to bear. He would have to break off the engagement for everyone's benefit. He went to sleep that night with a lot to think about. But that night, in a dream, an angel appeared to Joseph.
"The angel said,
'Is to be born, and Mary will be the boy's mother. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son. You are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.'" When Joseph woke up, he ran to see Mary.
"Mary,
I had an amazing dream. It doesn't matter what anyone said. I will marry you and take care of you and the baby."
"Mary said, 'Praise God.'"
So as the months passed and Mary's baby grew, Joseph stood by her. It was then that the Roman emperor called for a census. Mary and Joseph would have to travel to Bethlehem because that was where Joseph's family came from.
"Joseph said, 'Oh, Mary.'"
It would be a long, slow, hot and dusty journey, and even harder for Mary and the unborn child. But Mary remembered all the words that the
angel said, "I give you
will be born," and
"Mary said, 'Praise God.'"
And as they travelled with Mary on a donkey, they passed sheep and goats in the field, and all the And now we're going to join together in another wonderful carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
In Bethlehem. "Finally, we have arrived in Bethlehem," exclaimed Joseph. "You rest here, Mary, and I'll go and get us a room at the inn over there." So Joseph inquired at the inn, but soon came back to Mary, full of concern. "The innkeeper says he has no rooms left, and he says all the other inns are full too." Mary suggested that they should ask together. Perhaps someone would take pity on them, as she was so heavily pregnant. So Mary and Joseph went to an inn that Joseph had not yet tried. Joseph knocked on the door, and when the innkeeper answered, he asked him, Do you have a room for Mary and I? Joseph pleaded, "Surely you have just a small room."
The innkeeper said, "Not in my room."
"Can't you see that Mary's pregnant? Surely you have some space."
The innkeeper said, "Not in my room."
"But you can use the stable round the back if you want." So Mary and Joseph entered the stable. But Mary was so pleased to have somewhere to stay that night. And around them in the stable.
Scene 4, the Magi. Many miles away, some Magi looked into the heaven, searching for meaning, and then to each other. One of them saw a new star rising in the east.
"Magi said, 'We are wise men.'"
So we know what this means. It's a sign that has been foretold. A king is to be born. We must follow the star so we can worship the new king. So the Magi followed the star for a few days, and then,
"Magi said, 'We are wise men.'"
But we're lost. So the Magi started to ask everyone, "Where's the one who's been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." King Herod heard of the Magi's search, and he called the Magi to him. "Who are you?" said King Herod.
"The Magi said, 'We are wise men.'"
"Where will this new king be born?" "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet was written. 'Bethlehem, out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Herod said to the Magi, "You are indeed wise men. Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." The next day, the Magi talked about what King Herod had said. One of the
Magi said, "We are wise men.
But last night, in a dream, I was told that it would not be a good idea to tell King Herod where the baby is once we found him."
The Magi said, "We are wise men."
"And we all agree. Let's quickly buy some gifts for the new king and then get out of here." That's what they did, and they followed the star to Bethlehem. So now we're going to sing again in Singing the Faith 204, In the Bleak Midwinter.
Scene 5, the shepherds. Meanwhile, on the hills above Bethlehem, some shepherds were gathered around a fire keeping warm as they looked after their sheep. The And
the sheep said,
the shepherds chatted and swapped stories around the fire as they kept an eye on their sheep. Suddenly, an angel appeared and
the angel said,
will be born. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. You should go and worship him. And the angel told them, today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and laying in a manger.
The shepherds said, we are humble shepherds.
But we will go and worship this new baby, this new king. And so the shepherds left the fields and went down to Bethlehem to find a baby in a manger. Now we're going to sing again. We're going to sing Born in the Night.
The birth. So Mary gave birth to the baby Jesus. She wrapped him in a cloth and lay him in a manger for his bed. Mary and Joseph looked at their baby. And somewhere, watching on, baby Jesus slept, Mary rested, and Joseph sat in disbelief, and quietly, bang, bang went the door, and into the stable came the Magi, and not wise enough to be quiet, though, thought Joseph. We have brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh for the new king born today, the wise men said. Joseph looked at the gifts and the door banged again, and this time in came some shepherds.
The shepherds said, we are humble shepherds.
They carried a little lamb with them, And when the other animals saw it, the door banged for a third time, and in walked the innkeeper. "What's going on? I never agreed to a party."
The innkeeper said, "Not in my inn."
Suddenly, a voice rang out, and everyone was silent, even the animals. The voice was the voice of an angel, and everyone looked at the baby Jesus, who opened his eyes, and
the angel said, "A king
among us." The Magi and the shepherds knelt down before Jesus. Quietly, and quietly, and quietly, "A king among us," exclaimed the innkeeper. He knelt down too. "This baby is a king born."
The innkeeper said,
"But in my stable," and as if it were poetry,
"the angel said, 'A king among us.'"
Joseph looked at baby Jesus, and then he looked at Mary. And in a whisper,
"Oh, Mary," the angel said, "a king among us."
And Mary said, "Praise God."
And everyone joined the angels and said, "A king among us." And everyone joined Mary and said, "Praise God." I'd now like to invite Sarah, who's going to lead us in our prayers.
As we come before you on this fourth Sunday of Advent, may our hearts unite as we bring our prayers before the Lord. Lord God, we pray for all your children around the world, each known and loved by you. Help us to see each other through your eyes, to find the things that bring us together and give you joy. Send your Spirit to make your church a beacon of hope, teaching us your ways that we may walk in your paths of justice and peace. We pray for your church worldwide as it prepares to celebrate the birth of Christ, that all of us may be found ready with our eyes focused on the hope you have set before us. Come, Lord Jesus, and hear our prayer. Almighty Father, we pray that all nations will be subject to your rule. We pray especially for those nations in positions of power where they can cause hurt and harm to those who are vulnerable. We pray that those in positions of power and authority will bring an end to the suffering caused by hatred and greed. Lord, we bring before you those who are suffering from the effects of war, terror, and disaster, for whom fear and anxiety is a normal part of life. We ask for you to bring an end to the pain faced by so many. In a moment of silence, we bring before you countries and situations you have placed on our hearts this morning. Come, Lord Jesus, and hear our prayer. Father God, as we approach Christmas, we can so easily get wrapped up in our culture's rush to buy gifts and food and all the trimmings that go with them. By your Spirit's power, help us to step back, to be still, and to reflect on the real reason for Christmas, that is, the gift of our Savior Jesus Christ, the hope of our salvation. Come, Lord Jesus, and hear our prayer. Loving Father, we thank you for the gift of life and pray for those whose lives are troubled in any way, for people struggling in their home life alone, and for those who spend Christmas in pain and distress. We pray that in the darkness of their suffering and pain, your Advent light will shine on them to bring them the hope of healing and relief for their pain. In a moment of silence, please bring before our loving God the people that are on your mind this morning. Come, Lord Jesus, and hear our prayer. Gracious God, who chose Mary to be the mother of our promised Savior, fill us with your grace, that like Mary we might rejoice in your salvation. Send us out to finish our Advent journey filled with love, joy, and peace, ready to receive that promise afresh into our lives. Let's say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We're now going to stand and we're going to sing, Singing the Faith 196. Come and join the celebration. That was really lovely, and also the little buzz afterwards when everybody finished singing. What a wonderful way to finish today's service. Again, it's lovely to see so many new people here. You are very welcome. And you may want to come again this evening at 6 o'clock, just a reminder, we've got our carol service, which will be more traditional, and it will be set out just as you might expect a carol service to be. You'll be so welcome. Closing prayers and a blessing. May we all be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. And may God so bless us with his immense love that we may be blessings to all around us this Christmas time and in the coming year. And we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.